Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, an aid package for Ukraine has been blocked by US lawmakers for months. What does it mean for Ukraine? That's after a short break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
On Monday, Foreign Secretary David Cameron made a pit stop in Florida on his way to Washington, D.C. He was there to meet Donald Trump as part of his efforts to get Congress to back a $60 billion aid package for Ukraine.
In Washington, an emergency funding package which would have provided billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel has been blocked by Republican senators.
Some of the Republican lawmakers who oppose the package are supporters of the former president, and there's one in particular who's been especially vocal.
David Cameron needs to worry about his own country, and frankly, he can kiss my ass.
That was Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of Donald Trump's biggest fans, responding to an article David Cameron wrote where he likened US opponents of Ukraine aid to appeasers of Hitler. Known for her far-right views and promoting conspiracy theories, she's long taken a hard-line position on how much support the US should give.
I'm sorry, Ukraine is not the 51st state of the United States.
No, but is it right to let him attack?
House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is also a Republican, said he wanted to hold a vote on the package after the Easter break. So when Congress returned earlier this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust him as Speaker.
I support Republicans holding the majority next conference, but we need a Speaker of the House that knows how to negotiate, knows how to walk in the room, knows how to hold the line, and knows how to defend America first and the values and the policies that President Trump will bring the next time.
So, why is the right wing of the Republican Party blocking aid for Ukraine? Marjorie Taylor Greene is part of a relatively small group of ultra-loyal Trump supporters in Congress.
An unknown amount of money to the CIA in the Ukraine supplemental bill, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers. $54 million in COVID spending in Ukraine, but there's no formula for American babies and mothers.
Trump loyalists like her have opposed sending aid to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. But over the past 2 years, the number of House Republicans voting against aid packages has steadily grown. In May 2022, 57 voted against sending aid. By September 2023, that number was 117. That can be explained, at least partly, by Donald Trump's takeover of the Republican Party and the fact that he'll be its candidate in November's presidential election. However, a lot of the recent opposition to the latest funding bill comes from people who remain supportive of Ukraine aid, but see the issue as a way to accomplish other policy goals like tougher immigration and asylum measures at the US-Mexico border.
I will not go back to South Carolina and try to explain why I helped Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel and did nothing to secure our own border. I will help all of our allies, but we got to help ourselves first.
To address these concerns, Speaker Mike Johnson has said the Ukraine package will include innovations. Those could include sending money to Kyiv as a loan and redirecting seized assets of Russian oligarchs to help with Ukraine's reconstruction. But those changes are unlikely to sway Donald Trump or his most hardcore supporters in Congress. So, what does it mean for Ukraine? We'll have more after the break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Safe, efficient and reliable railways help to keep us all connected, thanks to Network Rail. Yet, maintenance on the railways is a risky and sometimes fatal business. At Network Rail, two previous attempts to invigorate its track worker safety programs had failed, leaving employees feeling sceptical that the organisation could ever get railway safety right. Since 2019, EY teams have worked with Network Rail to deliver a transformation that improved safety protocols and changed employee behaviour around safety. Network Rail RailHub, a new digital safety platform and app, eliminated inaccurate paper trails and worked offline, so it could be used by workers in remote locations. Since the platform was introduced, near misses affecting maintenance workers on the railways have fallen by 40%. Read the full story at ey.com.
This year, if we will not get anything, we will not have any success. Success forward will depend on USA.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that the aid package is about military rather than financial support. According to him, Ukraine needs 25 US-made Patriot air defense systems, each with several batteries to protect the whole country. Currently, it has just three in place, but they cost around $1.5 billion, something Ukraine can't afford without US aid. Here's Jane Harman, chair of the US National Defense Strategy Commission, speaking to Bloomberg News.
What is happening right now as we're talking about all this is Ukrainians are dying on the battlefield. And Zelensky told David Ignatius of the Post a few days ago that he has to shorten the line. That means shorten the area where he can defend his country because he doesn't have enough ammo. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And the U.S. has pledged this aid.
The U.K. has pledged £2.5 billion to help Kyiv, while the European Union will give 50 billion euros. But that support is largely financial. Without military aid from the US, Ukraine risks losing. And if Donald Trump returns to the White House, he could put pressure on Kyiv to end the war by giving land to Russia, a move that would reward Vladimir Putin for his aggression. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper.
Tortoise.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. The risks posed by AI range from bias in decision-making to misinformation and the misuse of personal information, all at an unprecedented scale. Nearly a quarter of UK businesses understand that the regulatory landscape is changing fast, and nearly half are tracking new regulatory guidance to be responsive to emerging best practice. The EY Responsible AI Service helps organisations innovate safely, providing confidence that AI and generative AI technologies are developed and managed ethically, transparently, and sustainably, and that potential regulatory and reputational risks are identified and mitigated. Discover how you can create a better working world with AI by going to ey.ai.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saida Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim. Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves. The kind of things that people say don't touch, We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.